Macca is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
I could go for Christmas in Hawaii
here
right
we
now.
Know that Christmas
Bing Crosby or not, man. Give me a palm tree, coconut or something. And
I would have this song on a loop, even in July. Just have this song playing.
Speaking of Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, Jurgi, Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, it is time for the Tom Wynn and Friends Christmas party, Friday, December 13th.
That's this Friday.
Yes. 6 to 9 a.m.
Yes.
Bundle up warm and get in line for free food, live music, and the prized glass coffee mug.
Did you make that up, bundle up warm, or did somebody write that? Oh.
Jack Sunday.
He's not here.
Yeah, he's in a place about as warm as Hawaii right now, I think.
Bundle up warm.
As opposed to bundle up cold. We have all kinds of stuff. North Star Coffee, Freddy's Lefse, Great Harvest Bread Company, Sons of the Norway, Quality Bakery, Breadsmith, Hunter Cafe and Bakery, The Oven Door, Sandy's Donuts, and Cashwise.
It's what, this will be about your fourth or fifth?
This will be my 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 5, fifth, five.
It's quite an event. And we've got, let's just say we have some people from east of here coming.
We do. Wisconsin, to be exact.
Yes.
We can just say that.
That's that. Then just come early and see who's here. It's not Brett Favre.
He's down in Mississippi coaching high school football.
Not Aaron Rodgers, but close.
Oh, close. Close to Aaron Rodgers. Probably met Aaron Rodgers.
I think he has.
4 o'clock four-pack brought to you by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. The prize giveaway today was via Facebook, so I would quickly, if I were you, go to my Facebook page and check out how you can win an Extreme Pizza Kitchen pizza today. Number four, Jurgi, golfers in downtown Minneapolis. I'm shuffling through my papers, so be patient. Golfers could shout four from Minneapolis parking ramp rooftops. The thwack of golf clubs might be heard 8 stories above downtown Minneapolis. If a proposal floated at City Hall on Tuesday moves forward, developers envision a driving range, putting green, running track, athletic fields, an event space, and a youth center, all available year-round atop the 2 publicly owned parking ramps near Target Field.
Where will the balls land?
It'll be covered with a multi-colored fabric, giving it a circus-like look based on initial... Why would they... Look at this picture. Look at this. These are the ramps I always use when I go to Target Field.
Yes.
It's going to be like a big circus in downtown Minneapolis.
Well, yeah, they've been talking about it for a while. A lot of money. $70 million.
$70 million is the price tag?
Yes, for the entire complex.
Rooftop Golf LLC, said Tim Thompson. He's the one of the people involved with this proposal.
I get a letter of credit? Oh, that's not Minneapolis. No. I'm sorry.
That's the town that
I'm sorry. Well, that sounds
okay.
Exciting. Would you, since you park there and you have your own spot.
I don't have my own spot.
This is Mike McFeely only. When you attend all the sporting events there, would you?
I've been to like 1 in 1 year.
You'd hit a couple of balls in there, I'm sure.
I would, yeah. I'd thwack my balls around on top of the roof. Golf balls.
I don't know what else you're speaking of.
Well, you gave me the look.
I did not. So great. Well, good. We'll see where it goes. I don't know if Minneapolis is. There's a public-private partnership, I think, of some sort. So we'll see if they will spend the money for it.
Often in public-private partnerships, it seems the public ends up spending more money than the private.
Sometimes.
For example, the big project down there going on right now, the Viking Stadium. Seems like the public is spending a lot more than the private on that one.
Well, I don't know if it's a lot more. It's evening out.
You'd go back to math class in Fergus Falls. Number three, Pope Francis.
Yes.
Is Time's Man of the Year.
I see that.
Does anybody care anymore about Time's Man of the Year? That's my question.
I don't know. It used to be a really big deal, didn't it?
It did.
And they still publishing? They are. It's Newsweek. But it's coming back. Newsweek's going to start.
I'm not sure printing. That Time even has much of a circulation left. But
I don't know.
Time magazine named Pope Francis its Person of the Year on Wednesday. I found these glasses, by the way, right here on the studio.
I found a set in the parking lot today.
Are these Sandy's glasses?
I don't know.
Crediting him with shifting the message of the Catholic Church while capturing the imagination of millions of people who had become disillusioned with the Vatican.
Well, he's shaking things up. There's no question about that. Used to be a bouncer. I don't even know if we talked about that. He was.
The Pope was a bouncer?
Yes, he was.
Did he hit people with that hat or something?
Was a Pope. No. Oh. It was in his younger days.
Because he's got like a staff and now big rings and stuff, right?
He was a bouncer. He admitted that he was a bouncer at a bar. Before he was a priest.
Is he a burly guy?
I think he's a pretty solid fella.
Really?
I don't know.
Is he the burliest priest of all, the burliest pope of all time?
Well, most of the popes are little.
Small?
Yeah.
Like little guys?
Most of them have been, haven't they?
Is this guy like
a
thug? Bigger. He's not a thug.
Of course the pope is not a thug. He just seems to be, as they used to say, big boned. And that was kind of a nice way of saying,
yeah.
Oh, she's big boned.
But she's got a great personality.
Miley Cyrus, she was on the list. I think they had a list of finalists for the Person of the Year. It doesn't always have to be a Man of the Year. It's kind of person.
It's a Person of the Year.
Yes, and they had some unusual nominations. So congratulations to Pope Francis. He does listen. He does not, he won't claim the pizza, though.
Edward Snowden.
He was on the list.
Ted Cruz, yes. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, they were all on the list. But the Pope won.
I think.
The big-boned, burly, former bouncer Pope will crack your skull against the sidewalk.
No, he won't.
It's closing time, people.
Drink up.
You don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here, whatever that cliche is.
Probably a good choice, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, he'd probably beat him up if he would have named the person of the year. Number three on our list, Jurgi, headline. Flying deer hits Virginia jogger.
Rudolph?
Says nothing. I never even thought of that, believe it or not. Never thought of the flying deer.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Emma's kind of old now.
Christine Rivera was jogging in Northern Virginia about 6 p.m. on Thursday. When the 27-year-old was hit by, a flying deer. A 71-year-old behind the wheel of an SUV hit the animal, on her front passenger side while driving southbound on Claiborne Parkway. The impact flung the deer into the air where it hit Rivera on an adjacent path.
You couldn't do that if you tried.
No.
But it happened. Just like 135.8 Fahrenheit, that happened.
You don't believe that,
do you? I did some research on your world's lowest temperature.
Yes? Yeah?
It's from 10 years ago. They just reported the data. There's even some local meteorologists today that was going, don't know.
What? Do you believe local meteorologists?
Sometimes, if they're right. If their forecasts are on, Shauna, I mean, if she's on target, I say, hey.
She's spot on.
Tell you what. Did a nice job.
Rivera was treated at a Loudoun County hospital and released the same evening, having suffered a concussion and a few cuts and bruises. She then talked to the Washington Post, very famous newspaper, and her story is painful in more than one way. She explains that she decided to set out on the 7-mile run after having a bad day at work. Things, of course, got astronomically worse, unquote, around mile 5. She says she didn't see the deer coming. Who could? Look out! And lost consciousness after being struck.
Oh, jeez.
They had to cut her out of her running shirt because it had deer blood all over it. The deer, if you're wondering.
I was.
Didn't make it.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. I've hit a deer once or twice.
Have you ever been hit by a flying deer?
No, I haven't. I have not. I have not.
I've had a pheasant fly in the side of my car. Not into the window, but into the window side window. Scared the bejesus out of me.
The window was down?
No. The window was up.
Oh.
It was a hen pheasant flew out of the ditch in South Dakota and hit that sucker, full bore, right 3 inches from my head. I had to change my shorts after that. Did.
Were you running away from an animal in Council Bluffs when you got pulled over there?
Yeah, whatever happened to that ticket you got? Peel that thing, didn't you? That speeding ticket? And if we find out months later that they were lying in wait for out-of-state plates.
Here's what happened.
This goes back to last year when you were heading to, weren't you heading to Texas?
August 30th.
Oh, you were heading to.
It was this year.
You were heading to Kansas.
This is just Kansas State this year. Yeah, Manhattan.
That's right.
Coming out of Council Bluff, some local yokel, Barney Fife, Buford T. Justice lookalike, wannabe, pulled me over for speeding.
Yes.
Five over. Five over the speed limit.
They let you go here.
I didn't pay it in protest. I said, I'm not paying this baby.
There's a warrant.
I refuse to pay this because Barney Fife pulled me over. They have a little deal with the state of Minnesota, is what they do.
Oh, it's yes.
Yeah, they do.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They threaten to pull the old license if you don't pay that.
And what was the ticket? It was fairly expensive.
It was like $85 or
$9. For 5 miles mm-hmm. an hour over.
Yep.
And so you didn't pay it.
Oh, I paid it now.
There's a warrant.
I paid it pronto.
Did it increase? They have a little penalty?
Number one on our list today, Jergy.
Evidently, it costs more than $85 now.
Hondo.
See?
I lost that one.
You just didn't pay it.
Hondo.
How'd Michelle feel about that, just for argument's sake?
Apparently, she didn't know about this.
Oh, she knew.
Oh. But you've got
to... To quote, well, you stupid bleep, 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 pay your fine. Unbleep.
Are you going to speak about this tonight at that seminar you're talking about?
The
Impartial Justice Act?
No.
MC, you can talk about that?
No, I'm not going to talk about this. Thanks for bringing it up. Number one on the list, Jergy. Good news locally. 2015 NCAA Hockey Regionals going to be at the Shields Arena right here in Fargo, North Dakota. UND is going to be the host school, even though UND's up there in Grand Forks.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual, but they work together, according to the rink manager, the arena manager you had on.
Sure.
And John Crum.
John Crum.
And so it all worked out. Now, what... If UND were to make it, and this is mm-hmm, 2 years, mm-hmm. I guess it's not in Grand Forks, so it's not the host city. So they'd be fine if they were in Fargo.
Yes.
What about capacity of Deary Rink?
5,000 or thereabouts. But John Crum said they're going to pack that place. They're going to maybe even have people standing out in the lobby watching TVs. They're going to try to fit as many people in as they can.
But typically if those teams, and I've been to... Is it a regional I've been to in the Twin Cities?
Final Five.
I've been to those. But typically, if the teams are from a far distance,
mm-hmm.
they don't...
5,000 is plenty.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, because some of the West Regionals in other years where they've been off and nobody
mm-hmm.
around here...
Last year it was in Michigan, for example, in Kalamazoo or something.
There was nobody there.
Nobody there.
Nobody there.
But if UND makes it, they are guaranteed to play here in Fargo.
Really? Well, good.
Yes.
It's a good deal. I see South Dakota's picked up a tournament, some Division II, was it?
Yeah, Division II.
And then
this is a Division I town, Jerry.
And then the NCAA was very busy today. They made some tournament awards for, just to mark in your calendar, 2018 in the Twin Cities.
They work out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, remember the guy, Terry Hardy, the Hastings dude who was tattooing 15-year-old girls?
The gymnastics coach.
Yes, the gymnast. And you were, he didn't do it.
I didn't say he didn't do it.
You just throw him under the bus.
I just said that you've got it. You know, we don't know all the facts.
Fox 9 TV from the Twin Cities interviewed the girl, Abby Rasmussen, 15.
And she said he did it.
She received 3 tattoos and a tongue piercing from Hardy in his home, she says. And that while Hardy was tattooing her, he asked, is your dad going to be mad? And Abby claims that she told Hardy, kind of a dumb question right in the middle of giving me a tattoo, isn't it? The worst part about it is, look at how bad the tattoos are. They're like amateur tattoos on this poor girl. They're terrible.
That's strength, and it's crooked. There's a cross, and there's some long, we all something inside, love, like, oh boy.
My wife is disputing my version of the facts with the speeding ticket. That is not what I said. She just texted me. She didn't call me a blanking bleeper blanker.
So you've paid the fine.
It's over. It's done.
The warrant has been cleared, and there's no possibility of being extradited by Sheriff Bergquist to Iowa for this particular offense.
Thank you, Paul Juergens. Appreciate that. 237-5948-800-880-5346.